This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday called for a nationwide ban on assault weapons in the wake of a shooting in Boulder, Colorado, that left 10 people dead, including a police officer. Speaking from the White House, Biden said, "I don't need to wait a minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps to save lives." He urged members of the House and Senate to ban assault weapons and guns with high-capacity magazines. Biden also called on the Senate to close loopholes in laws requiring background checks on the purchase of guns. The House has already approved measures to that effect. Biden said his heart goes out to the survivors and the families of the victims of the Boulder shooting. Police said Tuesday they have a 21-year-old suspect in custody. He's been charged with 10 counts of murder in connection with the shooting at a Boulder grocery store on Monday. Among the victims, whose ages ranged from 20 to 65, was 51-year-old Boulder police officer Eric Talley. Talley was among the first to arrive and exchange gunfire with the suspect, who was carrying what was reported to be an assault-style rifle. No other officers were injured. No motive for the shooting has yet been given. Biden noted that Monday's attack comes a week after the killing of eight people at three Atlanta-area spas March 16th. Flags in the U.S. Capitol, Washington, were already flying at half-staff for those victims. North Korea conducted a short-range projectile launch several days ago, according to U.S. officials, in what appears to be Pyongyang's first missile-related activity this year. The Washington Post first reported the launches late Tuesday, saying multiple short-range missiles were launched last weekend. It provided no other details. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the United States wants to rebuild its partnerships, first and foremost with our NATO allies, as he expressed the Biden administration's steadfast commitment to the alliance. Blinken spoke to reporters in Brussels alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg before the two held talks. Stoltenberg said he welcomed the new U.S. administration's approach. He said there's a unique opportunity to start a new chapter in the transatlantic relationship. President Biden is planning to join a video conference of European Union leaders on Thursday, according to a top EU official, as part of the U.S. commitment to NATO. One of the major topics for discussion during the 2 days of meetings in Brussels is the NATO mission in Afghanistan, as a May the 1st deadline approaches for the full withdrawal of all U.S. troops. The withdrawal is part of a peace agreement made last year between Afghanistan's Taliban and the Trump administration. Regarding Iran, the top U.S. diplomat is expected to consult with EU colleagues about the prospects of the United States and Iran mutually returning to the agreement signed in 2015 that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Ethiopia's leader says atrocities have occurred in Tigray, the country's northern region where fighting persists as government troops hunt down its fugitive leaders. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed told lawmakers in the capital, Addis Ababa, on Tuesday that reports indicate that atrocities have been committed in Tigray. This is the first time Abiy appeared to acknowledge that serious crimes have been perpetrated in Tigray, which is home to 6 million people. He said soldiers who raped women or committed other war crimes will be held responsible, even though he cited propaganda of exaggeration, as he said it, by the Tigray People's Liberation Front, that's the once dominant party, whose wanted leaders questioned the legitimacy of Abiy after the postponement of last year's elections. With money from the $1.9 trillion U.S. coronavirus relief deal beginning to course through the world's biggest economy, President Biden's economic advisors are preparing an even bigger infrastructure, and they say invest in the economy of the future. Details of the new package have yet to be laid out publicly, but Biden campaigned for the presidency last year on the need to upgrade roads and bridges, modernize airports and transit systems, and expand broadband technology. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.